The Black Ferns have got one back over their Aussie rivals ahead of the Commonwealth Games. The New Zealanders won this morning's Trans-Tasman final at the closing round of the Women's World Series in Toulouse. Clay Wilson wraps up the action.
Just as it was in extraordinary fashion, and Langford expected New Zealand's turn to win it.
You don't keep the Black Ferns sevens down for long. The Olympic champions added another chapter to their rivalry with Australia this morning, closing out their brief World Series campaign with a come-from-behind win in the final at the World Series finale in Toulouse. A few weeks ago, the Aussies scored with time up on the clock to take the spoils in Canada, so finishing the series on a high was sweet for New Zealand captain Sarah Hiddeny.
Australia are awesome, they're an amazing team and obviously have won the World Series, but I love this team. We haven't played for a very long time, and to now win a tournament, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
COVID-19 limited the Black Ferns to just the final two rounds of this year's World Series. That means the Toulouse title is their first in more than 2 years, which left coach Corey Sweeney smiling after 4 weeks away from home.
We worked our way through the tournament really well, and it's just a cool way to finish it off, and I think it gives it awesome. Really proud of their efforts, and I took every single one of them. There's 13 of them here, played, and they all played a massive role.
The New Zealand men's team's time in the south of France wasn't so successful. A third place finish in their pool, leaving them out of the cup quarterfinals and having to settle for ninth. But there was plenty of Kiwi celebrating to be shared around on the women's side. Michaela Blyde brought up her 150th series try during the tournament. Cause for reflection for the Black Ferns' pocket rocket.
Believe it or not, I still remember my first try back in 2014, and I never actually believed in myself that I'd be able to get to a point like this. So to be able to hit this milestone is something that I'm really proud of.
And something which coach Corey Sweeney says was well and truly on Blyde's radar.
I took her off actually in one of the games when she was on 149, and she reminded me that she had one to go. But she's a special player, and 150 tries on the world stage is phenomenal for anybody.
As always though, team success trumps all for the Black Ferns, and more of that is on the horizon as the squad return home to prepare to go for yet more gold at the looming Commonwealth Games. The New Zealand men will look to bounce back at their second last World Series round in London this weekend before also defending their Com Games title in Birmingham.